time now for Wayne Pond with the word of the day. Can't wait to see what Wayne has in store for us today. Okay, Wayne, how are things this morning in beautiful Chatham County?
Peachy King, guys. All right. Good morning. Happy, what are we? Happy Wednesday. It's gym day today. Time to go up to the gym, ride that bicycle.
Oh, okay.
Yes, indeed.
All right, go right ahead.
All right. Going to do it, and here's the reason why. I eat too much, therefore I need to exercise more. That leads us into the word of the day. Here is a fancy pants 50-cent term for food. You're just going to love. Do you remember all that poetry you read when you were an undergraduate English major, Ron? You read all that 19th century romantic poetry.
Yeah, I never was a big fan of it, but I had to read it.
Of course you were. Viands. There's our word of the day. V-I-A-N-D. As I say, a 50-cent term for food or anything that is tasty, a tasty dish, provisions. Be another alternative there. V-I-A-N-D. I'm looking at a line here from Thomas Hardy's novel, Tess of the D'Urberville. The family sat down to a table, a frugal meal of cold viands. Yum, 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 yum. So there's your example.
Another version of that might be vittles.
Vittles.
I think you're right.
I love it.
Vittles might have derived from that word.
Might have.
I think you're absolutely right. That is a bona fide 100% good guess. So
even a blind squirrel finds an acorn every now and then.
In a world of infinite possibilities, it's going to happen. V-I-A-N-D, viand. Your word of the day, an item of food, and especially something that is choice or tasty, something that you really enjoy.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite viand?
Well, at this point, I'm going, what could I eat? I prefer steak, thanks.
Or breakfast this time of the day.
Yeah, anything.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be picky.
Right, well, whatever it is, eat hearty, eat well, and I will talk to you in the morning. Bye-bye.